Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is a long-time, more than seven-year member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround, the co-author of How to Pay Business Debts You Can't Afford, and the co-author of Small Business Survival Book, which he co-authored with our beloved Barbara Weltman. And he's our good friend, Jerry Silberman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate
so, that. So, okay. I was telling the audience that you're an expert in getting people out of trouble. I'm an expert in helping them see the signs, as you are also, of helping them, you know, see the signs of and prevent themselves from getting into trouble in my work over the years. But I'm also somewhat of an expert from the standpoint of having gotten myself into some of these problems over the years.
We all are.
Yeah.
No one is innocent.
So I was telling the audience that between the two of us, there's probably not too much we haven't seen. Either going in, while you're in, and getting out of these problems, there's probably not too much you and I haven't seen. But what I want you to do is help us get started. Tell us, what are the early warning signs of debt issues in a business?
Well, I can relate it to something very personal and very current. For about the last week, I have had a pain in my tooth, and it's been killing me. Now, I know, and tooth pain is bad. But guess what? So I knew I had to go to the doctor, the dentist, the next day. It was the weekend. Of course, it happened on a weekend when you can't get any help. So now on Monday, I say, I'm going to go to the dentist, and they'll take care of it. But you know what? By Monday, the pain wasn't as bad.
Right.
The pain wasn't as bad. I don't have to go to the doctor.
Right.
But every morning I wake up and...
Even though you know that the problem hasn't gone away.
That definitely hasn't gone away. And you know... I'm smart enough to know that it's getting worse. It has to be, though I don't feel it as much.
Yep.
The problem has still not been addressed, and it's the same exact thing with your businesses. And one of the telltale signs that people don't always get this is when the cash, it's not just about cash flow problem and cash flow is tight, it's when cash is flowing in the wrong direction. What I mean by that is the business is supposed to be supporting you. Money is supposed to be flowing from your business into
right.
your personal bank account. And what happens is when people start to get in trouble, I won't take a paycheck this month. Oh, maybe I'll use my personal credit card to pay for these business debts or pay for these business expenses. And that's what people do, or they start taking out of their IRA to put money into this to save the business. Or they take a merchant cash advance, which is the newest way that small businesses are financing themselves.
Oh, boy.
Even though they're basically selling their soul to the devil because of the cost of the money. But people do that. So there are so many signs that are so obvious, but people don't really integrate the severity of the situation because they have a temporary solution. For example, my temporary solution with my tooth is, it doesn't hurt that much anymore.
Right.
When it hurts, that's when I'll get the problem. So
well,
if
someone's
willing to loan you money, you're going to take that money even if the cost is high, because it gets you out of pain today.
Well, the thing, and that's an excellent analogy, Jerry. And the thing that I have to say this though, Jerry, I have not taken a paycheck before. You have not taken a paycheck before. I have borrowed money on a credit card before. I've never gone to one of those cash loan deals. I've never done that before, but it's not. Maybe they just didn't have them around when I got into trouble. But my point is, I've done all those things, and you probably have too. The thing is, it's not a matter of whether you do them, because sometimes in order to get over a hump, in order to deal with a short term situation, you will take some pain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, folks, is this the way you live your life? Right, Jay. I mean, if you're consistently, if you're having to do this, or you're having to go deeper, you're having to go to a more extreme situation to solve a less extreme situation. That's the wrong trend, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you get into these situations, there's really no one even that you can talk to, because once you get into financial difficulty, you want to go. You know, you should be able to go to your spouse. But that's the last person you want to go to. If you have to liquidate your IRA or take money
right.
out of your account, you know, that's a very painful thing. So you try to avoid that. You can't talk to your employees either, because once you talk to one employee,
one spook.
They talk to others, and, you know, then they panic and they start to leave, making a bad situation worse. And you can't talk to your creditors, because some of them talk to each other.
Right.
And they may call your credit line. So it's very
And if you've waited too long, you can't talk to your banker, because nobody ever, because then your banker's scared. Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
Well, exactly. You know, they're only. I don't even consider that in my business. Nobody can talk to their banker, because by the time that we're talking to them, you know, the banker's only going to give you money when you don't need it.
Well, the thing though is the way I think I make a banker. Over the years, what I've learned is the way to make my banker my partner in situations like this is to get them involved early. And to let them know what's going on and let them help me. But once you wait too long, once you get yourself into too much of a bind, they can't help you. By law, they can't do some certain things.
Their hands are tied, and that's really the problem. And honestly, no one has a solution for what to do in these situations, typically outside of bankruptcy or negotiating. But business owner is not an expert. You need to be an expert in negotiating your debt.
I want to wrap this segment up a different way, and then I want to talk about what you just said in the next segment. But here's the point I want to make right now, folks. If you start seeing yourself getting into a desperate situation from a cash and a financial standpoint, you have to say, okay, is this honest to goodness, be to thine own self be true. Is this something I can work my way out of? Do I have a reasonable chance of working my way out of this? Or am I just looking at another desperate situation? You've got to be true to yourself, because what the numbers are telling you, what your cash is telling you, is that you've got a defective business model. Somehow you've got a defective business model, and you can either fix it and live to fight another day, or it's going to take you down. You have to, as Felonious said to Falstaff in Hamlet, this above all, to thine own self be true. It might be time to shut the doors. But if you move on and you get yourself into trouble, Jerry's going to help you with that after these messages. Jerry Silverman and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.